Game Day Ironworks. Describe what it is.
So at the home show, I was walking around outside. They have this big tailgate area, so it's all things to get ready for football season or picnicking or whatever you like to do in the summer. And they had this wonderful display of these iron cutouts of collegiate teams. And I saw Tigers. I was like, all right. And I went over. I was like, oh, it's the wrong Tigers. He goes, but I
there's
can.
A lot. There, you got Auburn Tigers, yeah. The Missouri Tigers, but the only ones that really count are the LSU Tigers.
So he assured me he could get that for me. But if you go to their website, they just have a wonderful assortment. You can order right off the website. And you know what? They have a deal for us this through June 30th. If you order off their website, you get a 25% discount, and if the order is over $200, you get free shipping. And all you have to do is put Game Day Dad in the checkout for your discount code, and that's on Facebook as well.
So, okay.
So be sure you check it out. So what are we going to do for the contest to make it fun, Romy?
We're giving one away,
mm-hmm.
And he can do a U of A or an ASU. So we're going to leave it up to our listening audience to decide which team is going to win. Text ASU if you're an ASU fan. And you would like one of these, or text U of A, you know what, or maybe Sun Devils and Wildcats.
Okay.
Just to make it easier for sorting.
Okay, good.
If you're a U of A fan, text Wildcat to 411-923. If you are a Sun Devil fan, ASU fan, text Sun Devils to 411-923. We'll count up the number of texts we get, and whichever team gets more will be the winning team, and then everyone that texted in for that winning team will pick a random winner out of that to go get their Game Day Ironwork.
Okay, we'll have that by the end of the hour for you. So if you have a little bit of time to text in which one you are, a Wildcat or a Sun Devil.
To 411-923, and we'll pick a winner at the end of the hour. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. I want to talk about something going on next weekend at Taliesin West, celebrating Frank Lloyd Wright's 152nd birthday. But we're here for the listening audience. First and foremost, let's get to the calls. We have, my phone bank is not working, so you're going to have to pot up the calls for me.
Thanks, Kat.
And as we get on to the calls, you can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You'll just have to give me a thumbs up when when we're ready to go live on the air with calls. There was an article today. I was so happy to see this. We talk about it a lot, and Gary threw this on my desk. It was something off of ABC 15. You hear us preaching about this a lot when we're talking about the trades and this concept that you have to go into your working career and with a lot of college debt. This is about a gentleman that works for Sutter Masonry, and I will say a great masonry company. They're the ones that built the Integra block wall on our home. When I built it in Whitman, I guess that was 04. He says, you know, it's hot. Tanner laughed. But you just got to deal with it. He says, even as an apprentice, he's likely to make more money than his former schoolmates. And he has no student debt, and he's just 19 years old. Nor did he have to struggle to find a job. We mentioned at the beginning the amount of construction that's going on and that Phoenix is number one for construction jobs. Just to have a trade, and there's nothing to say, you know, we're not bad-mouthing college or a degree.
Well, you could pay for your college by working.
Yes. You don't have to get into a huge amount of debt and then figure out how to pay for it. You can pay your way through college. I mean, it may take you a little longer than 4 years. It may drag out as you're working between classes or online. Or you can, with online classes, you know, you hustle young enough, you could get a degree online at night while you're working during the day. This notion that you have to get in this huge amount of debt for a degree that's not worth anything on the open market is something that we work to really reverse that mindset. So it looks like we're ready for the calls now. Line number one, I don't know a name. Something about a backsplash. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I need to install backsplash in my home.
Is this for a kitchen? Is it in the bathroom? Where's the backsplash going?
Oh, kitchen. The kitchen.
The kitchen. And what part of Arizona are you in?
Gilbert.
And Gilbert, do you have any idea what kind of material you would like to use? Or if not, what's the existing countertop right now?
The countertop is granite.
Okay. You have a granite countertop and you're looking for a backsplash to match it. Is it one big solid granite countertop?
Yeah.
This isn't a tile pattern by any...
Color-wise.
Yeah. I think the first thing I would do is go to Aztec Marble and Granite. They're not open today, and call ahead of time. They've got a great showroom, but it's by appointment only, generally speaking. It's near whatever Bankland Ballpark is called these days. It's on 7th, just to the east of 7th Street, south of the baseball park. And take a picture of the existing countertop you have, bring it in there, and find something that'll match and look good for your backsplash. And they can install it, or if it's something you're looking to do yourself, as long as the wall is straight, a backsplash isn't overly complicated. But what you find a lot of times, especially in a wood-framed home, if the concrete is just out of square a little bit, and then the framing might be out of plumb just a little bit, or the wood might have warped a little bit, and then you get the drywall on, a fraction on top of a fraction on top of a fraction, and then you get this straight slab that you're trying to put against the wall, and you're like, what's with this, it's flush over here, why isn't it flush over here? There's a lot of bend in it that our eyes can't see, and then in that case, it's just a matter of making that blend in, rather cutting out drywall and to make it flush will be the biggest part of the challenge. It's Rosie on the House. We've got a lot of text so far. Again, if you missed it at the beginning of this segment, if you're a Wildcat fan, type Wildcat. If you're a Sun Devil fan, text Sun Devil to 411-923. Whichever team gets the most vote will then pick a winner from that team for a game day Ironworks.